Their approach is consistent with the one advanced in this book, which led to the brain imaging studies of Carmelite nuns. Brain imaging studies of contemplative nuns. Sister Diane compares her love for God to the way two people love each other. When they fall in love, they feel a physical rush. They blush. They feel tingly. That, she says, is the kind of love young nuns feel for God when they experience Unio Mystica. But over time, the love deepens and matures. It isn't as thrilling, she says. It becomes more of a day-to-day relationship. Sister Diane on Unio Mystica. To be a mystic is simply to participate here and now in the real and eternal life, in the fullest, deepest sense which is possible, as a free and conscious agent. Mysticism researcher Evelyn Underhill. One question that has intrigued some neuroscientists over the years is whether specific brain states are associated with mystical contemplation. Remember, we cannot determine what a person is actually thinking. Brain states are much too complex for that. We can, however, determine what type of brain activity is generated and where. My doctoral student Vincent Paquette and I particularly wanted to study mystical union, Unio Mystica, a state in which one feels completely united with God, which is the ultimate goal of the contemplative Christian mystic. Typically, a very intense mystical experience occurs only once or twice in a lifetime of contemplation. It can also include a number of other elements, such as the sense of having touched the ultimate ground of reality, the sense of the incommunicability of the experience, the sense of unity, the experience of timelessness and spacelessness, and the sense of union with humankind and the universe, as well as feelings of positive effect, peace, joy, and unconditional love. It results in a profound transformation of life, which includes compassion, unconditional love, and long-term positive changes in attitude and behavior. What images of the brain could we capture during such a period? Specifically, we wanted to use functional magnetic resonance imaging, fMRI, and quantitative electroencephalography, QEEG, to learn more about brain activity during a mystical experience. fMRI produces images of brain changes by means of radio waves within a strong magnetic field, see Chapter 6, and QEEG measures electrical patterns at the surface of the scalp that reflect brainwave patterns, which can then be statistically analyzed and translated into a color map.